想要自由畅快的用英语交流吗
？If you want to learn English, tune into Roaming English.
欢迎收听英语漫游记。
Roaming English, join us, join the world.
Hey, Roaming English.
Hello everyone, it's Danny again.
英语漫游剧，我们这期呢又请来了 Danny 老师跟 Danny 一起来搭档主持。
Yeah, you finally got it. It's not Danny, it's Danny.
Danny, thank you. 其实呢 ,Danny 老师就是一个 world traveler, aren't you?
Yes, I love traveling. I've been to about, not that many, just like 15 countries.
Wow!
Not that many, but yes.
但是旅行真的是可以让我们开阔眼界，看到很多就是有意思的事情。
Yes, traveling definitely is an eye-opening experience. Not only do you get to learn about other cultures, but you learn about yourself through other cultures.
对，就是我们所谓的知己知彼。那在这里呢 ，Danny 老师用到了一个词语叫做 eye-opening， 就是大开眼界的意思。
Yeah, so everybody always knows surprise.、Mm. Oh, this surprised me, or oh, you're surprising. But one great expression that we have in English is eye-opening. An eye-opening experience means that you've learned something in a surprised way. So, for example, coming to China was an eye-opening for me because I've learned that there are so many types of foods out there that I've never tried. Or I've learned that I can live on the other side of the world and everything will be okay.
You're so brave.
No, I'm not brave. It's just, I have wanderlust. Mm. Wanderlust means that you just want to travel.
Mm.
And China is an amazing place.
欢迎 Danny 老师啊，也希望可以在这里给我们带来更多的跟旅行相关的资讯。其实，比如说到美国去，到拉斯维加斯去的时候，对于我来讲的话呢，就是 eye-opening.
Yes, you can also use eye-opener. For example, traveling around Thailand was a real eye-opener for me. I just visited Thailand not so long ago, and it's an amazing place.
Same here.
Did you like it? Where did you go?
Bangkok.
I went to Bangkok. Did you go to any islands?
Pattaya before.
Oh.
所以在这里呢，还有一个名词的形式 ,eye-opener, 就是说让我们感觉非常惊讶的一些事物，打开眼界的事物。其实泰国就是这样的一个地方，有很多让你就是不可预期的。
For example, coming to China, it's a real eye-opener to understand that Chinese language is very difficult. You know, everybody says English is difficult. No. The biggest eye-opener in the world is Mandarin or Chinese is 5,000 times more difficult than any other language I've ever encountered.
但是其实 Danny 老师他自己会很多语言，你会 English, Spanish, 就是你的那个母语，因为你是在美国出生的，对吧？
Yes, I was born in...America, and I speak Spanish and English.
希望有一天呢Danny 老师还可以讲中文就更好了。
And now I want to learn Mandarin, so I need a Chinese tutor.
大家会很好奇为什么我们俩可以这么自如的交流，回头告诉你了。
All right, so going back to one of my favorite things to do, which is eating.
大家还记得 Danny 老师有一个中文名字 nickname 叫什么吗
？What is my
吃货？
吃货。Yes, that is my nickname, guys. So you are more than welcome to call me that. I'm not as fat as you think I am. Okay, just so you know, I love to eat, but I'm not that fat. Okay.
You just have a good stomach.
I do have a good stomach. All right, so what do you do when you're in the restaurant and you are sitting down and you're waiting and you want someone to take your order, but you can't find the waitress or the waiter? You can go up to the reception or to the host and you can ask, can I please order?
我可以点餐了吗？那刚才呢 ，Danny 老师说，比如我们到一个餐厅去，那个地方有很多人，那没有人过来照顾你的话，你就可以过去讲这样的一句话 ：Can I please order？ 好，这个是非常实用的一句话哈。
That's right. And if your waitress or your waiter is taking your order, then you can say, "I'd like to have a glass of water," Or I'd like to have some cucumbers.
黄瓜。You like cucumbers?
I like cucumbers. I like Chinese style cucumbers. They're delicious with the garlic.
Yeah. 有两种方式。那如果说你旁边有一个 waiter, 那你就可以跟他说 I'd like to have 什么什么什么什么东西啊，我要点什么什么什么。这是点餐的时候呢会用到的。
Yes. So also, you're looking at the menu and you're at the restaurant, but you don't know what to order.
对，有时候我们到国外去，那个菜单写的是英语，看不懂，而且还没有图片，怎么办呢？
Yes, this happens quite often. So the best thing to do is ask, what is the specialty of the house?
What's the specialty of the house? 就说有什么特色菜， you just ask them to recommend the food to you.
Yes, because, you know, the waiters or the waitress, they will know what is the best dish thatThe kitchen is serving, so you can never go wrong with the specialty of the house.
你当然可以问了，或者你可以拿出你的手机来啊，看一下这手机上面的那些点评。
Yes, you can also do that. You can do. We do a lot of. I do Beijinner in Beijing and TripAdvisor. It's great. I love it. But what about if you're with your friends and you just don't know what to eat?
那就可以向朋友咨询一下，因为朋友如果是来自于当地的话，他肯定对于当地的食物是很了解的。
So that my friends and I come up with this problem often because in Beijing you can eat from so many places of the world. Just the other night, my best friend goes, "I'd like to have some real Korean food."
啊，我觉得这句话非常的实用，就说，哎，我想吃一点地道的韩国菜。I'd like to have some real Korean food.
Right, so we went...
real Honduran food.
Oh, yes, but you can only come to my house for that. There's no Honduran restaurant, so you're more than welcome to come over.
北京没有哦。
No, Beijing doesn't have one.
Okay.
But you can come over my house. I'll cook for you.
That's so cool.
also, sometimes, this happens to me because my Chinese is not so good. I don't know... the name of a dish or how to say it. So I will point to a dish that someone else is eating and it looks, you know, delicious and yummy. And I will say, can I have that same dish?
Can I have
that same dish?
Can I have that same dish?
Yes. So, or you can also say, can I have the same dish as that? But that's not as common. We mostly say, can I have that same dish?
就是说我可以点与那份相同的餐吗？所以或者说，哎，我可以跟点跟那个一样的吗？有时候我们到国外去看到别人那个桌上面点的东西都很好吃，我们就很想要那个同样的东西。其实这是很方便的一种，也是很聪明的做法啊，因为大家，如果都点那个东西的话，证明那个东西还不错。
Just be careful when you say that because you don't know what you're gonna eat. and for some of us who don't eat meat.Or fish or seafood, then you can always ask, do you have vegetarian dishes?
因为现在有很多的这种素食主义者，他们对于肉呢都是很反感的啦，所以呢就想要吃那种素食啊，就会问，哎，餐厅是否有供应素食餐呢？所以，哎，Danny老师有没有发现现在越来越多的人就是开始吃素了，觉得这种方式更健康一些。
Yes, actually, there's a big trend of people not eating meat. I'm slowly starting to get in this trend of not eating meat, but sometimes meat is very good.
Yeah.
But vegetables in Beijing are amazing, so...
其实我也觉得，就是说我们如果吃很多的大鱼大肉的话，你会觉得身体非常的重，但是如果吃更多的蔬菜呀、水果啊等等啊，对于我们的身体是很有好处的。但你不用完全成为一个素食主义者啊，你可以注意你的这个搭配。
Yes, definitely. Balancing out everything you eat is the best thing for your health. And not just cutting out meat, but also exercise. And that's why you need to eat a little bit of meat as well. But yes, definitely, vegetables and fruit are definitely very important for your health. That's why I personally love going to cafeterias or buffets.
Okay, 我们接下来呢，在延展词语当中还会教大家更多。
See you soon!
欢迎回到我们的节目当中。今天我们在节目的旅游好句百宝箱里面呢，教了大家一些很实用的句子，我们来复习一下好不好？
Oh yes. So remember, when you're in a restaurant and nobody's helping you and you really want to order, ask, can I please order?
Okay, can I please order?
Yes. And if you have your waiter or waitress next to you and they're asking you, you would say, I'd like to have.
Yes. 就是说，我可以点什么什么东西吗？
And if you're having one of those days where you don't know what you want to eat and you're overwhelmed with the menu, you can always ask, what is the specialty of the house?
有什么特色菜？
And when you're with your friends and you don't know what to eat, you can always say, I'd like to have some...real Korean food or some real Chongqing food.
我想点一点地道的韩国菜或重庆菜。
Yes. And when you go to a restaurant but you don't know the name of the dish, you can always say point and say, can I have that dish?
如果你不知道要点什么，看到别人桌上面那个菜很好吃的话，你就可以说这句话， can I have that same dish?
Yes.
我可以点那份相同的餐吗？
Or if you don't eat meat, or are you, if you're trying to eat more vegetables, you can also say, do you have vegetarian dishes?
餐厅是否有供应素食餐？那我们今天还有呢，延展词语有两个要教给大家，就是 cafeteria 和 buffet。
Yes, cafeterias and buffets are a little different than normal restaurants. So, especially for all of us that work, in offices, cafeterias sometimes...The office will have a cafeteria with, they prepared some food and you'll have your own plate and you'll pay and you can eat. And they'll have some snacks, like fruits and some drinks. But buffets are probably my favorite because they cook a lot of food and you take one plate and you serve anything you want to eat or everything.
You sound exciting.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite, especially with the desserts. Sometimes they will have brownies and cake and cookies, and I will just have to try one of each.
Danny 老师给我们介绍了这两个单词的区别。其实呢，它还有不小的区别呢。比如说 ，buffet 呢，就是真正的自助餐厅，有提供很多很多的东西。像 Danny 老师就很喜欢吃那些甜点啦，那你就可以随便拿。但是呢 ，cafeteria 就也是自助餐厅，但是呢，就是相当于你自己拿着一个盘子，然后呢，就是会有窗口给你，像是那个学校，对不对？就是这样的一种方式。
Yes, like when you go to school, like middle school, You know, you go to the cafeteria during lunchtime and you can choose different kinds of food, but you'll have your own plate. They'll give you a plate when you choose, as opposed to the buffet where you just grab the plate and you pick all the food you want to eat.
虽然这个 buffet 里面有很多的东西我们可以随便吃，但是我从来都不觉得说自己可以把那个钱给吃回来，对不对？哎，其实你会吃得很撑，吃得太多也会不舒服的。
Yes, you have to be careful with buffets because sometimes you think you're very hungry, but then you'll see everything and then you won't eat too much. So you have to be careful. Also, if you're exercising, that's not a place you want to go. Believe me.
对，如果吃太多的话，其实对于我们身体也不太好的，所以也建议大家如果到buffet区的话呢，也要适量的控制饮食，但最重要的是不要浪费食物。
Yes, the one thing I always want to tell people is not to waste any food whenever you go out to eat. But definitely, if you have an opportunity to go to a buffet, you gotta try, especially the desserts.
Your favorite?
I like sweets. Yes, I like sweets more than savory.
大家还记得我们上次的这个单词吗？ Savory 就是说咸的啊， sweet 就是甜的这些食物。 Danny 老师，我们今天讲了很多跟吃的有关了，可能接下来我们就要去锻炼身体了吧。
Oh, that's exactly where I'm going after this, is going to the gym. I have to work out all these calories we talked about.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
我们下次节目再会，拜拜。
Bye bye, everyone. See you later.